AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The jury hearing the case of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev begins deliberations this morning. But our Denise Lavoie, who's been in the courtroom covering this trial, says there is little suspense here.
He's expected to be found guilty, of course, because his lawyer has admitted his involvement. But this defense strategy is clearly designed to save him from the death penalty.
That will be the next phase of the trial, deciding whether he gets life or death. The tentative new nuclear deal would keep Iran at least a year away from getting a bomb for more than 10 years, says President Obama. But he's also acknowledging that after 13 years, the buffer period could shrink to almost nothing. In an interview with NPR, the president stresses that this deal relies on inspections, not trust. And he has a message for those who say there must be regime change in Tehran before the U.S. can deal with Iran.
If suddenly Iran transformed itself into Germany or Sweden or France, then there would be a different set of conversations about their nuclear infrastructure.
Hundreds of Kenyan students marched through downtown Nairobi this morning to honor the 148 people who were killed in an attack on a college by Islamic militants. The marching students are demanding that the government provide better security for them. A Maryland man and his seven children have been found dead in their home. Family members suspect carbon monoxide, saying the power had been cut due to an outstanding bill, and the man was trying to keep his children warm with a generator. And on a lighter note, the Duke Blue Devils are national champions for the fifth time, following a 68-63 victory over Wisconsin last night. This is AP Radio News. These are the Duke students who are cheering their big win last night. Here's our Jim Militello.
Tyus Jones and Grayson Allen scored 24 of Duke's first 28 points in the second half on the way to a 68-63 win over the Badgers that gave the Blue Devils their fifth national title under Coach Mike Krzyzewski. After freshman forwards Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow were limited by foul trouble, Jones and Allen took over to help erase a 9-point Wisconsin lead. Jones' three-pointer with 4:08 to go put Duke on top for good. He finished with 23. Allen had 16. Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky had 21 points and 12 rebounds. Nigel Hayes added 13 points for the Badgers. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
B.B. King is in the hospital. The Los Angeles Times says it has something to do with his diabetes. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.